All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and joining me on this episode, I have the manager of Monsters, Games Masters. Games Masters, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and thank you for having me on your program.
All right, so hey, first question out of the chute. How did you get introduced into this wacky world of professional wrestling?
Well, first I grew up in the seedy side of Las Vegas. My father was a crooked casino owner, and I just did not want to follow in his footsteps. I wanted to branch out and try something else. So a friend of mine who shall remain nameless took me to a wrestling show, and he thought that I could do some good about bringing out the monster in some of these wrestlers. But I didn't want to do it anywhere near where I was born, so I moved to Colorado and got in touch with a gentleman who you will meet later on. And he and I decided to start this managing thing, and I've been managing monsters ever since, and it's been one of the most, shall we say, rewarding parts of my life.
Oh, I see. So you you really fell in love with the entertainment factor of the professional wrestling area.
Well, not just the entertainment factor, but also the fact that there are two guys who just want to, if I can be so blunt and R-rated, wanted to kick the shit out of each other.
Oh.
And that's what I'm here for. You know, I like it when people are fighting and they want to really just hammer it down until one gets his hand raised at the end, knowing that he's the more dominant fighter, shall we say.
I see. Yeah, I do understand that. That's fantastic. So then, when you're doing this, what are you looking for what monsters to manage per se?
Well, as my agent would say, it's all about the attitude. I want somebody that has the attitude that they're the top dog, they're the ones who step in that ring, crush anybody in their way, and walk out. Because it's very simple. It's in, kick ass, and leave, and make sure that there's nothing left of whoever he faces in that ring. And that's what I look for. I look for that hunger to really dominate in the ring.
I get you. So, anything in beyond that, anything in particular that who you like choosing? Because I know I've seen a couple times you've had some monsters turn on you, unfortunately. You know, how's that? So is it just more of just finding the bigger monster, the better monster?
Well, when they turn on me, they think that they're doing themselves a favor, but what they're really doing is they're signing their own death wish, because when they leave, I just bring somebody in that's bigger, stronger, meaner, and doesn't give a damn and wants to get revenge on whoever turned on me in the first place.
I see. Yeah. And so far, who have been some of your favorites that you've been able to manage?
Well, there's a gentleman out there. I know he knows who he is. His name is Johnny Crash. He's really been a top dog. There's been Manny Lemons, and I've got some surprises coming in 2020. You see, with me, it's like a famous wrestler once said, you think you know the answers, I change the questions. Well, in my case, it's you think you know who I'm going to bring out, and it's somebody you never even expect.
Ah, I like that. That's fantastic.
And that's what I like. I like the element of surprise. Like, I don't know who they've got for me this month, but I do know very soon I'm going to have one of the most terrifying, one of the biggest, one of the baddest, and one of the most bone-crushingest, if that's even a word, monsters to ever grace a ring, but I'm not going to say who it is. I want to keep that element of surprise.
Oh, that's great. I love it. So, you know, that was kind of going to lead to what I was going to ask again. So, what do you have, you know, planned for the future and all that kind of stuff like that? But people just kind of need to stay tuned.
They just have to come to the shows and find out, because a magician never reveals his secrets. And that's exactly how I live. I never reveal any surprises that are coming, because if I did, it wouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, in that fact, you know, where should people keep their eye on you to watch, you know, watch to get, you know, get these surprises?
I know there's a CSW show tonight in Colorado, and actually Monument, not Colorado Springs, but in Fountain.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Fountain, which is south of Colorado Springs. And then you can look for me over at Primos, of course, at the Watering Bowl in Leedsdale, and Fox in Glendale. And there's a federation called Higher Wrestling that has shows up in Thornton. I don't exactly know the address. It's like 71st and Washington. I don't know the dates of the two shows, but I do know CSW. But those are the three main feds. And the one thing that I'm going to be doing is surprising with appearances in federations around Colorado that you wouldn't think to know, you wouldn't think to look for me at. So you're just going to have to keep tuned, you know, check out the GM Nation YouTube channel, because that's where a lot of where I am is going to be on. So you know where I'll be.
Oh, that's great. So, so in other words, you're just kind of telling people they should try to attend as many shows in the area as possible, because you never know where the GM's going to turn out.
Exactly.
that's great. That's fantastic.
Are we finished yet?
Yeah.
Get the monster ready.
Okay. All right. So you said you want to put your agent on the phone?
I'll hand you off to my agent.
Okay.
He'll be here in just a second. Let me go get him.
All right.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi there, Mr. Agent. How are you doing?
Just call me Owl.
Just call you Owl? Okay.
Owl, so, as in the bird.
Oh, yeah. So, how are you doing?
Dealing with him is, shall we say, an instant surprise. You never know what you're going to get, and sometimes you don't want it.
I see. So, how did you get hooked up with the Games Master?
Well, I started out as a referee in Minnesota, lived there for 9 years, did reffing there for about nearly 3 years, took a break from that, moved back to Colorado, got involved with Joe McDougal over at Primos. He started me off as a ref, and then about 2010, I got bored with being a referee, and that's when what's-his-face, you know, the guy I call douchebag, but I won't say that but once, because I know he'll kill me if I do. that's when he came to Colorado, got in touch with me. I don't know how he got my name. Must have been somebody slipped a business card or something to him. And said he was looking for somebody to get him into the realm of professional wrestling, and told me that he was told that I was one of the best people to get in touch with because I knew so many people in the business in Colorado. So ever since then, I've been his combination sidekick, right-hand man, fall guy, you know, everything like that.
Yeah, and booking him into shows and promotions and things of that nature as well.
Yep, I do all that because he said that he just want, he'll leave it in my hands because he knows that I'll get him into some of the best shows around. And it's been interesting because we've gone, I mean, besides Colorado, we've gone to, let's see, we've gone to Washington State, we've gone to Oregon, we've gone to Arizona, we've gone to Illinois, we've gone to New York State, and next year we're going to be going hopefully to Texas, even to Mexico. I've got some things possibly lined up along the East Coast. So he really wants to get his name out there and become somewhat of a household name, not just in Colorado, but as far out in the United States as possible.
Oh, well, that's great. So working with him, what have been some like, memorable moments, that you got lined up for him that you're going, gosh, I can't believe that turned out a lot better than I thought it was going to initially.
Well, I mean, the biggest surprise was probably when I got him booked in Arizona. I didn't even think that, you know, it was going to be much of anything, but it turned out that the guy that they gave him to manage, his name is Aztec de Aztlan. He is a well-known luchador from Mexico, and he's also a champion down there. And he became champion at this Fed in Tucson. So it's really a surprise. I mean, the thing about him is everything about him is a surprise, no matter what it is, whether it's him, whether it's where he goes, whether it's who he manages, you never know what you're going to get. It's like this may sound like a really corny analogy, but it's like opening a Christmas present on Christmas Day and not having any clue and not really sure if you like it when you open it.
Ah, I love that analogy. That's great. I love that. What about the future with him? Anything that we should keep an eye out for?
I cannot say because, and the reason why, and honestly, yeah. The reason why I can't say is because I don't know what holds. I mean, a couple of his monsters from out of state returning. We've got a new monster from the East Coast that's going to be making their debut in Colorado very soon. I mean, there's just so much going on in 2020. He said, you know, he's going to be making his entrance into some other federations, possibly in Colorado. So it's really, I mean, it's just everything. I mean, he said, when he says, you know, he's the master of surprises, that's not just a cliche. That is exactly what he's like. He's a complete surprise, yeah. no matter what it is.
Yeah. And does he give you a general direction of things that he wants to do
He basically just says, I want to try to do this, and I want to try to do this. How can we make it happen? Uh-huh. And then he leaves, and then he kind of like, I don't like to use the term, but he kind of like pushes it on me, but it's not really pushing it on me because I take it. You know, it's not like he's pushing it on somebody that doesn't want it. It's like he's giving it to me, and I take it, and I run with it.
Oh, I see. All right. Well,
Do I miss? I mean, one question that I get a lot is, do I miss being a referee? I mean, I personally sometimes make appearances as referees, but do I miss it? Honestly, I like what I'm doing now better because it's giving somebody else a chance to shine.
Yeah. Okay.
Because when I was a referee, especially out here in Colorado, you know, it was great. But I was known as a almost like a heel referee, and it got to the point where I was just like, okay, I need to move on, I need to move up. And so when he came along, it was the perfect opportunity.
Right. And then, you know, and then just as like a little sidebar, you know, the United States wrestling community per se are not used to like a heel referee. That's something more common in like Mexico, you know, and true lucha libre style wrestling.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, the whole. I mean, you know, and there's a funny, and that's a funny thing because I didn't set out to be a heel referee. It was an organic, cosmic, natural thing that just progressed because I would make a lot of calls that the fans didn't like. So that's why they tagged me as quote unquote the heel referee, even though I didn't consider myself that.
Ah, I see. Well, that's interesting that's how that happened. Cool. Okay. Well, what about the current future? Where should we keep an eye out? For him. What promotions? What shows? Like in the next, few weeks, months, or that kind of stuff.
Well, all I can tell you right now is like he said. You know, he's on his way out the door right now. I'll be down there. All right. He's on his way down to CSW right now. The main feds to look for him in Colorado right now are basically CSW, Primos, of course, and Higher Wrestling, which is a small little thing that's done, like you said, in Thornton. Mm-hmm. Hopefully soon we'll be able to get him in other federations, but it's a kind of a tug and pull kind of thing. And, you know, he has a lot of monsters lined up that he's going to be managing. So it's a constant surprise with him. And honestly, to be honest with you, that's what I like about it is it's never, I mean, you hear this phrase thrown about a lot, you know, it's never a dull moment. And with him, it really isn't. There's never a dull moment. And, you know, a lot of people have asked, you know, why is he so nice to these people and this, that, and the other? And it's like, he is a bad guy, but he's a bad guy with a heart.
Oh.
And that's what sets him apart from everybody else, because you'll see, I hate to ramble on, but like kids with special needs, he'll be nice to them. Because he knows what they're going through, and he considers them, you know, fighters and monsters. So anybody that's fighting through life, you know, he has a heart for. He's not just some no-hearted evil monster, evil villain, but he's got a heart, and that really, I mean, I hope that doesn't, you know, kill people's projection of him, because he can still be a complete, you know, if I can be so brave, he can still be a complete jackass. Mm-hmm. You know, you can still hate him, but, you know, he's still, I mean, he's got a heart. It's black, but he's got a heart.
I gotcha. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Well, I do want to, well, tell him, thank you for, you know, joining me, and thank you to you as well. But before I let you go, if people wanted to, maybe follow him on the, like the social medias. And I think you also mentioned there was a YouTube channel. So plug that as well.
Yeah, it's called, excuse me, he has a Games Masters game page on Facebook.
Okay.
And he has, and he's bringing one back, but I can't say it right now because we're still in deliberations about that. And then it's called GM, capital G, capital M, and then the second word is Nation. And you'll know it's him because the icon is him. It's a picture of him.
Okay.
And it's basically every match that he's had. There are some personal things from me, but he wanted me to put that up there to show that, you know, it's not just for him, but it's for me too, since I do a lot for him. So he wanted me to put some stuff up there. So, but it's GM Nation, and that's basically where you'll see a lot of what he does and where he'll be.
Okay, great. That's fantastic. Well, once again, like I said, thank him for me when you get a chance. Thank you for coming. And, of course, I will be seeing him tonight at CSW, and then I'll keep an eye out for him everywhere else in the future.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you. Once again, a big thank you to Games Master and his agent Al for coming on to this episode of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast and letting all the listeners get to know just a little bit more about them. So let's do a quick weekend review for the events I attended here recently and since the last time of the recording. And that is, of course, the New Era's 100th consecutive show. Was a fantastic show, great matches all around, and was good to see them hit that great milestone. And personally, I was so excited to, like I said before, see Bronx in the ring, because I've just kind of missed him on timing. And I loved it. I told this to him as well, that I loved that nice, methodical match storytelling, and that's exactly what him and Jason did. So that was great to see, and I enjoyed it to the max. And so then I attended the Respect Women's Wrestling at the time of this recording last night. Been wanting to see Veda Scott for the longest time, because sister podcast of the Trending Topics Network, Wrestling Cheers, is a huge fan and knows her really, really well. And so shout out to Heavy Set Justin Summers on this episode for keying me in on her. I got to talk to her, and she really enjoyed me throwing your name around, and got a great connection, and of course a high five from her, as well as Diamante was in town, as well as Vipress, and of course Kara Hogan. It was great to see Kara come back in. They both her and Diamante say they want to keep coming back. They love this show. So if the people from Respect Women's Wrestling are listening to that, there you go. So just something that I heard along the grapevine. All right, so let's plug some shows that are coming up here shortly in the future. And that is, of course, tonight at the time of this recording, CSW's What a Ugly World down in Fountain, Colorado. So hope you guys can all meet up there and see this. CSW, of course, is hitting it really well. Love their new venue, the Corner Pocket in Fountain there. I hope to see you guys all there. If you haven't got your tickets, you probably still can come down and get some general admission tickets and enjoy all the wrestling. It's going to be a great show. And of course, the 719 title is debuting and going to be crowning a new champion for that. Then tomorrow on Sunday, Hugo's Lucha Libre is having their show, and that is at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. I believe doors start open at 5:30. You want to get some more information about that, head over to Hugo's Lucha Libre's Facebook page, and that should be fun. Of course, a lot of familiar names to this podcast. Mercury Yaden is going to be there, as well as Johnny Casanova and Kaden Koyama. And Alligato, I believe, is in action, as well as Lipto. So that's going to be a fun time there as well. Well, before we go, let's, of course, thank the Trending Topics Network for hosting this show. And if you like this show, go ahead and subscribe or stay subscribed to this feed. And you can catch other great shows such as All Beer Inside, Old School at the Movies, The Eurovision Showcase, and Wrestling Cheers. Want to get in contact with the show? Website is wrestlingwithaltitude.com. Facebook page out there, as well as on Twitter at WrestleAltitude, and podcast at wrestlingwithaltitude.com is the email. And once again, I want to thank you all for joining me and having fun wrestling with Altitude. Thank you.